This is a 10-minute body scan. It can be done lying down, maybe on the floor or on a bed. It can be done sitting, or it can even be done standing. Spending a moment now then choosing where might be right for you to do this practice. Wherever feels right for you right now. And as we do this practice, it's also worth remembering that it can lead to you feeling a little bit sleepy. It's just what happens if we stay still with the eyes closed for any period of time, or especially if we're tired. And while you may feel sleepy, know that there are choices here. You might want to keep your eyes open with a softened gaze, soft focus. Or you might want to shift position to help you feel a little bit more awake. So, beginning with this sense of the whole body in this space, whether lying down, sitting, standing, feeling the full weight of hands and arms, allowing any tension in the body to just release a little. You might even want to try breathing in a little deeper. And then as you breathe out, allowing a sense of letting go into the contact between your body and the floor or the ground beneath you. And remembering with this practice that we're not trying to achieve a special state, no particular way to be. Not even trying to relax, just exploring how it is to bring awareness to this experience of the body, allowing it to be however it is in any given moment. So with a sense of attention being a little bit like a flashlight, a torchlight, taking that attention now and dropping it down through the body, right the way down to the feet. And exploring here, noticing any sensations, maybe some tingling or pulsing, feelings of warmth or coolness, or maybe no particular sensations, and that's okay too, just noticing that. Maybe noticing sensations in the soles of the feet, the toes, the tops or sides of the feet. Particularly noticing those points of contact between the feet and the floor. So maybe the heels if lying down, or the soles of the feet if sitting or standing. And seeing how it is to shine this torchlight of attention through a lens of real interest, of being curious about whatever you find there. And then when you're ready, perhaps on an out-breath, shifting focus now away from the feet, moving up through the ankles. Again, noticing anything here, maybe something between ankle and contact with clothing, or even a sense of the ankle joint. And if you choose to, using the out-breath again to shift attention now up to the lower leg. Again, a sense of the weight of this part of the body. Contact with clothing. Maybe even the weight of bone or muscle in that part of the body. Remember not thinking about this part of the body, but really feeling it, sensing it. And from here on, I'm going to name the area of the body we're focusing on at any moment as we scan through. See if you can continue to investigate any sensations here, or indeed noticing no particular sensations through that lens of curiosity or interest. So when you're ready now, and again using the out-breath if that's helpful, moving up to the knees, front of the knee, the back, the sides, even inside the knee joint, exploring, zooming in, zooming out. And moving again now to the upper leg. And if the mind has already begun to wander a little, that's okay, just noticing if that's the case. And then gently guiding it back to where we're focusing attention, this torchlight of attention in any moment. So tuning into that sense of upper leg. And moving on again now, moving this torchlight now to bring attention to the whole region of the pelvis, experiencing what's here on the surface, inside, not trying to change anything, just allowing sensations to be as they are. And then when you're ready, letting go of that sense of pelvis and moving that flashlight up now into the abdomen, the stomach area. And the lower back. And if it feels right, exploring how it is to just allow tension to drain away from this part of the body, maybe even on an out-breath. And when you're ready, taking a deeper breath and then maybe on the out breath, letting go and moving on up now to the upper part of the torso. So the rib cage, the chest. Noticing how this part of the body expands and releases with each breath. Really noticing where that might be felt most clearly. And letting go here and moving now up into the shoulders and the upper part of the back. Another area of the body where tension is often stored. So if you're noticing tightness here, again, maybe see how it is to allow the breath and especially the out-breath to release that a little. Let go as we breathe out. Moving attention now down through the arms, so the upper arm, the elbow, the lower arm, the hands, the fingers, and the fingertips. Noticing the weight of the arms and the hands here. And maybe noticing any contact there is between hands or arms and other parts of the body. Maybe noticing tingling or pins and needles kinds of sensations, coolness, whatever's there, just noticing that. And then moving up from the fingertips and the hands, back up through the wrists, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, up through the shoulders and into the neck. The front, the back, the sides of the neck. Softening and opening, if that's right for you right now. And then letting go of that sense of the neck and moving up to the face and head, beginning with the chin and the jaw. Noticing any tension here and seeing if it's possible to let go of that a little. And now moving up to the cheeks, the lips, maybe even inside the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the tongue, the roof of the mouth, and then back out up through to the nose and the nostrils. Perhaps noticing if air can be felt moving through the nostrils as you breathe in and out. and up to the eyes, the eye sockets, the eyeballs, the eyelids, the eyebrows. And the area at the sides of the eyes, sometimes called the temples. And then up over to the forehead. Sensing any tightness in the forehead and seeing if you can let that go a little, softening there. And now down through the sides of the head and the ears and the back of the head, including the part of the head that's resting on the floor if you're lying down, and really noticing signs of contact here. And then right through over to the very top of the head. So a sense now of having scanned through the whole body. Exploring how it is to broaden out that flashlight of attention now, to hold the whole of the body in awareness, flooding down through the head and the torso and the arms and the legs and the feet. Opening up to any sensations within the body as a whole. And even being aware of the space around the body as it sits or stands or lies here. Just resting here for a moment. Just breathing. Then when you're ready, bringing a little bit of movement back into the body. So being kind to yourself here, maybe wriggling fingers and toes. Slowly opening the eyes if they've been closed. Taking your time to move with care. You might want to stretch a little. Just being really kind and allowing the body to adjust as it comes back into movement. And as you do this, seeing if you can keep a sense of the body moving. And even explore how it is to take this awareness of the body into the next moments of your day.